Hello, Dog Days listeners. This is, once again, Chuck Tomasi from Chuck Chat Freestyle, bringing you Dog Days of Podcasting for 2024. Day number 3, it is August 3rd, and I am going through my journey towards retirement. As we get closer, I will bring you more up to date. Let me give you the general plan. This is how I thought things were going to go in the last couple of years, and then as I put together a formal plan this year, I guess. Yeah, 22, 23, 24 as we're going along. So a couple of years ago, I thought, if I'm going to retire, I need an exit strategy and I have to offload some of this stuff. I do a podcast for work called Breakpoint, the ServiceNow Developer Podcast. And I thought, I could hand this off. And I forgot who it was, if it was my boss or my boss's boss at the time, said, you should really get a co-host first, because if you just take a podcast and throw it over to somebody else, the listeners may get confused because they hear voice A and then they hear voice B. But if there's an interim period where they hear both voices, the transition goes much smoother. I went, great idea, boss. Yep. I can still learn a few things about podcasting almost 20 years later. At least I'm willing to be open to suggestions. And in this case, it made sense. So I turned to one of our newer team members, but a very wonderful voice, my companion, Lauren. And she's been doing a great job. She's been on for about 17 months now. I think we started her in March. She's done a few of the productions, like front to back, the planning, the recording, the question and answer setup. Most of it's interview style. She even interviewed me on episode 100. She said, hey, we've never heard from Chuck, and we're coming up on episode 100. Let's celebrate it. She had that planned before she knew I was retiring, because that came out in March of 24. She started planning that like September of 23. So she didn't know at the time, but we thought we'd make this big celebration. Wonderful person to work with. I love working with her. She'll do a great job. So she will take over beginning at episode 113, which will come out in late September. We do that every other week, comes out on Wednesdays. She's got some travel, so we're going to have to get some stuff in the can before I go, or right after I go or something, because it's going to be a little hairy. I think I might have one spare show that I can throw her, a clip from our keynote. But anyway, I did a similar thing with the keynote, speaking of keynote, in 2023. So I did a pretty much solo MC job in 2022 of our keynote. Going to rewind the clock a little bit on this one. If you go back to 2011, 2012, we had various keynotes at our conference, and I said, hey, I want that MC job. I think that'd be fun. I think that'd be cool. But shortly thereafter, they stopped having an MC. They went, oh, it's not about the people. It's about the software. And you know, the thing kind of faded, but not from my memory. When I did finally get into marketing and as an evangelist, I asked my boss, I said, what's the likelihood I get on stage? I said, first, let's go through the process. So I started building demos for this, and then started working stronger in the script in 2019 and had more production. And I said, well, if I'm doing this, why don't I just be on stage and deliver it? Because, you know, I want to do that. He said, let's start with the developer keynote and we'll go from there. I said, great. The plan was to get me on stage in 2020. We all know what happened. Pandemic hit, and we went digital with the conference. So I became the digital host for 2020 and 2021. And we weren't even sure if we were going to have an in-person event until 2022, because it was still, you know, are we masked? Are we allowed to travel? Blah, blah, blah. Well, it turns out about 2 months before the conference, they said, yes, we're going to have an event in person in 4 locations, 2 at the same time. So we went, well, how's that going to work? I can't be in New York and The Hague at the same time, or Sydney and Vegas at the same time. So we said, we're just going to do it once. Do this keynote in New York, and then we'll see how it goes from there. So I did it in New York, and they said, that was wonderful. That was amazing. That was awesome. Let's do it again in Sydney and Las Vegas. I said, they're at the same time. We're going to have an A team and a B team. So I was the A team in Sydney with some backup players, and there was another one in Vegas, and it went well. It went well. But I did more of the front to back production stuff. Then in 2023, I said, okay, if I'm coming close to retirement in the next couple of years, I got to have, you know, maybe let's try a co-host. So I'm out for my morning walk one day, and I call up Lauren and I said, how'd you like to be on stage with me? And in a heartbeat, she said, yes. What do I need to do? And it worked out wonderfully. We did one. We were back to one conference because everybody said that was kind of crazy thing we did with multiple conferences in multiple locations. We do that in the fall anyway. We call it something different. But in May of 23, we co-emceed. It was a lot of fun. We had a blast. And she rolled like a pro. Just amazing job, because at one point, when we were coming out, we were doing this high energy running from opposite ends of the stage and did a high five. And in mid strike, I realized we're going to end up on the wrong side of the stage, because my name is stage right and hers is stage left. And when we did this high five, we're now standing under each other's names. So I held on. When we smacked hands, I just grabbed her hand and we did this do-si-do on stage. She wasn't shocked. She's still smiling. I watch it every time. Like, she rolled with a pro, and we ended up right where we needed to be. And I think it was about three quarters of the way through. We're doing our lines and they have downstage monitors to cheat and read your notes once in a while. So I'm glancing down and I start reading these notes. I go, this sounds familiar, but this doesn't feel right. And I was actually reading one of her slides. And as I'm saying it, my brain is going, uh-oh, I just stole her lines. And I glance over at her and she gives me this look like, smiling, you just stole my line. So she jumped in and stole my line from the next slide. And eventually we got back in sync. But I watched that later. I could not tell what happened where. Who had it? It was so transparent. She did a great, great job. So had her back in 24, did another amazing job. And that was my last one. I'm sure she'll do another fine job at the developer keynote in 25. Who knows? Maybe I'll be back or not as a guest or on a panel or something. That's still future Chuck's problem. We also changed our webinar. So I do this webinar called Tech Now at Work. Been doing it since 2013. Started out as this small thing on Google Hangouts. Maybe 10 people would show up if it was around a release. It was, we'd be lucky if we got 100 people. Ooh, that was a good day, right? Oh, how the times have changed. We used to do it monthly. And then a couple of years back, we changed it to twice a year, only on the release cycle, the major release, the family releases, as we call them. And that was partly due to workload, because these things take a lot of time to work with the campaign team and get registration and approve email. And when it was monthly, I'd regularly have three of these things in the pipeline at any one time, because of the lead time to reserve the date, get the content. It was just a lot of work. I was spending probably 20 hours a month just on this one webinar, and it wasn't yielding a whole lot of results. But as we got the campaign team involved in 2018, the audience went from maybe a good day of 100 to a good day of 1,000. And last spring, as I mentioned a couple of years ago, I decided, let's bring in the other advocates, because I had a co-host. Originally, I had a co-host with a guy by the name of Andrew, and then Andrew dropped off and I brought in Craig. Yes, this Craig. He was our longest running co-host, has the most episodes of Tech Now as a co-host under his belt. And then that became Jeremy. And then I said, wait a minute, I'm bringing in all these people that aren't even on the team. We should have the advocates, so that my vision is that this would outlive me. It would be here after I'm gone, if they so desire to keep it that way. So I brought them on partly to teach them ropes. And instead of me being the project manager of, do we have this? And have we set up that? And did we mail so-and-so this? I now had to do a brain dump on this. This is all way, way before anyone knew. So this was, in my mind, I am preparing for the inevitable, and also setting up a succession plan. So good career planning regardless, because who knows if I got hit by a bus or whatever. It's not Chuck's show just went the way of the dodo with him. So Tech Now, in March, we had like over 5,000 registrations and 2,600 attendees. That was our biggest ever. There was a bit of a foobar this year, or this time around. We just did on August 1st, so it was a little less. Biggest webinar in the entire company, and people are asking me, hey, how do you do that? We want to do that too. So now I'm in an advisory capacity before I go. When I officially made this a project after the holidays, and Donna said you could rein this in by about a year, I said, well, you can't just walk around going, hey, you know, how are we doing on the retirement thing? Because someone's going to overhear it. And I said, let's give it a name like a government project, something secret, something really cool. Well, best I could come up with is something nerdy. I called it Project Caps Lock, you know, kind of like Paperclip or Manhattan Project or something like that. So I just thought, if anybody overhears Project Caps Lock, they won't have any idea what it could be, a merger and acquisition. It could be a new product name. They don't know. And that's good. So I set my final date. Originally, it was going to be June 30th. I went, let's just go a half a year. We'll give them 6 months advance. I'll be out. And then Donna said, don't you get a bonus every a couple times a year and you get paid out in August? Stick around for that. It's a good idea, honey. We'll get one more bonus. And they just said, if you work a couple of days in September, we get paid for the whole month. I went, good idea, honey. The new date is September 6th. So now that we had a date, I had to start working back and make this grand plan in PowerPoint. So when we got back from the Christmas holiday, I had most of this figured out. And I notified my manager and manager's manager on January 4th. And we discussed when to let the others know. I'd put some pins on the map, and we worked together to adjust them. When we got back from our Hawaii cruise on February 5th, I announced it to the other advocates. Just these people. I said, top secret. Don't let anybody know. We got a conference coming up. Blah, blah, blah. But February 5th is when I let Lauren and Earl and Pranav know. I said, keep it under your hat. We're also going to let the wider community team know in a month. Got back from the Star Trek cruise and let them know. This is now probably 12 people. And I figured that my director let the VP know and the VP let this SVP know. I don't know how far up the chain it's going, but they all knew it was confidential. I found out in April that it kind of went a little lateral at the VP level. And one lady almost spilled the beans in front of a whole bunch of other people. I'm like, remember the part about secrecy? given that timeline and 9 months, my intention was March, April, May, we'll update the job descriptions. June, July, we'll do interviews. August, we can have some cross-training. And please, please, please keep this quiet because Knowledge, our conference in May, is not about me. It's about the software. It's about the community. It's about the MVPs. And like I said yesterday, this made the conference really challenging. Because people were constantly saying, hey, I'll see you again next year, or I'll see you at our event in October. Like, yeah. And all I could say was like, God willing, because I'm not going to lie and say no. But I was also having fun dropping some Easter eggs that if people remember what I said, they'll go, oh, that's what he meant. Not out and out saying anything important, but just... And usually in front of like Lauren, and she'd look at me, did you just say that? I said, they're not going to know. They're not going to know because she knows, they don't. And they were having problems remembering who knows and who doesn't. And if you're talking to Selena and Selena knows, you can't do this in public. It was really awkward at times and uncomfortable, to be honest. This isn't all we have been doing. We had some real work to be done. Since I told the team in February, March, we had our conference coming up. I'm not going to take my foot off the accelerator for that. But there are also these tasks on the side that need to be done, like got to talk to HR. But HR doesn't know yet, or do they? We had two releases coming up, one February 1st, one August 1st. We've got our big webinar to do for those. There's something called Dev Days that they were planning to do in India. That was originally June. Or maybe July. I was also updating Podcasting for Dummies. We signed the contract in December, so we had a January 1st, February 1st, March 1st, April 1st deadlines for that. Everything had to be turned in, final copies and all reviews, on the same day as everything needed to be done for our conference. So, yeah, that was a whole lot of fun. Just having two deadlines on two major projects, one for work. And there wasn't any conflict of interest because I'm working on separate hours and T and I got it done. There were times when he wasn't available and I was, and the other way around. So once again, love working with T. Morris. there were some other dates, like when to announce. Originally, I was going to do an internal announcement and an external announcement, and they were a little less fixed on time. I was going to push those off, like internally, I'll announce it August 1st, and then externally, September 1st, something like that. But it didn't quite work out that way. I'll get into that tomorrow. Since I set the date, I figured I'm going to have to turn in the laptop. First, I got to get a new laptop. Oh my gosh, I've been trying for a year to get rid of my 2019 Intel MacBook Pro. It was screaming. The fan was running on every Zoom call, and every Zoom call would either have a dropout or a freeze up. It was just past its prime by at least a year. They say, oh, you can't trade it up until you've had it for 3 years. I said, yeah, but you gave me a two-year-old laptop, so technically I'm already a year overdue. Nope, that won't work. It's when you were assigned this ancient asset. And it just wasn't up to the task. So finally, I got it right before the conference this year, going, I only get to keep it for 3 or 4 months. Darn it. I got an M3 Pro Mac because I'd seen in April that my boss had one. I was like, sweet. I don't have to decide if M1 and M2. I'm getting an M3. And I finally got that. It was very, very quick, but I have to turn it in. So I thought, why don't I go to San Diego, drive to San Diego, because it's about a 6-hour drive from my house, go to our original office. We started in San Diego. The headquarters is now in Santa Clara, and we got offices all over. But when I started, there was one and only one office. Well, actually, I think there was one in London, small one. San Diego was like the ServiceNow spot. I want to go back to San Diego. There's still a whole bunch of my OG friends that work there. On September 6th, drop off the laptop, turn in the badge, cut up the credit card, whatever it takes, and hang out with some of my friends. They have a tradition on Friday. They used to. They'd open the taps and have a happy hour. That's what I want to do. I want to hang out with them Friday afternoon. And then while I'm in San Diego, stick around for like the weekend and have dinner or lunch or whatever with Steve Holden and his wife, Christy, whom we haven't seen in probably 9 years. So that's the plan as it was supposed to be. I'll get into deviations. Don't worry, there's not a test tomorrow. I'll refresh you on some of these finer points where things went awry. But again, long message. Apologize. I think this is one of the longer Dog Days podcasts that's not produced for something else. I will shorten these up, I promise. They are getting shorter, where it's just going to be details and tweaks here and there. Thank you. Take care. Till next time. Bye.